this is your host, Renata Ortega. Welcome to today's episode of the Cycle Breaker and Changemaker podcast. This podcast is all about how to break free from negative generational cycles in order to create meaningful, lasting changes. For helpful tools and answers to your most pressing questions, be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Cycle Breaker Changemaker. I look forward to helping you on your cycle breaking and changemaking journey. I promise you will find nothing more rewarding than this. In today's episode, I will be discussing the cycle of getting into repeated negative relationships. This can be related to intimate partners, friendships, supervisors, and any other relationships that occur in your life where you have a connection and repeated interactions with another person. So, what exactly is a negative relationship? A negative relationship is one that is unhealthy. It is a relationship you may feel scared or anxious in. You could feel completely depleted, exhausted, trapped, and even terrified at times. A negative relationship is one that contains repeated ongoing patterns of harmful behavior. If you are in a negative relationship, please know that you are not alone. You can get help, as impossible as it may seem at any given moment. It is also completely not your fault that you have entered into this relationship, stayed in it, and possibly repeatedly been in negative relationships. There is significant proof and research that shows that relationships we are exposed to as children and what we know as normal creates the pathway to what we seek out in our futures. Here are some of the symptoms and behaviors that can be present in a negative relationship. Power imbalance, such as one person having the control in the relationship. Extreme dependence, for example, threatening a drastic measure of action if one person cannot be with the other. Gaslighting, when someone makes you question your own reality, what you remember, and how you feel. A negative relationship could also include a lack of mutual respect. Disrespect of boundaries. Any form of harassment that makes another person feel unsafe. Abuse. This can be physical, verbal, emotional, intimate. Constant monitoring, always keeping tabs on another's location and expecting immediate responses. Dishonesty, intimidation, manipulation, and belittling. These negative behaviors can lead to the following in the victim: helplessness, self-doubt, lack of motivation, low workplace productivity, lack of confidence and self-worth, fear, anxiety, depression, paranoia, insecurity, lack of trust, emotional distress. So how does this contribute to a negative cycle? If you grew up in a dysfunctional family, you may not have a reference point for a healthy relationship. A dysfunctional family is one that displays repeated conflict, bad behaviors, and can often include child neglect and abuse. There could be a codependent dynamic, for example, where one parent has an untreated mental illness or a substance abuse addiction, and the other parent will not object to the bad behavior. If this resonates with you, and if this was your norm, it is no wonder that this has been normalized for you, and that you may even seek out these types of relationships. When the dysfunctional family pattern repeats, the cycle continues and can expand, because children of the deteriorated family may end up in dysfunctional relationships themselves. Here's what happened to me. I was exposed to extreme and horrifying dysfunction growing up. I did have a sense that other families operated differently due to my friendships. In my own family, I was sworn to secrecy and threatened regularly. So how did this impact me as an adult? As an adult, I would repeatedly ignore red flags in others. I would quiet my gut instincts. I would not listen to anyone's warnings, and I would tolerate very bad behavior. Additionally, I hid everything from everyone, until eventually, my body gave out and I could not any longer. I was on autopilot. I had been taught to function this way before I had even developed any critical thinking skills. Yet I always, always wanted a change. So what have I done to break this cycle? I knew from a very young age that I wanted to live my life differently. I wanted out. I didn't want to be sad anymore, and I didn't want to hide anymore. I have always had a very curious personality that craves learning and challenge and facts that I can really sink my teeth into. I really had a curiosity for the why. I needed to understand what had happened to me in my past and why I was making poor decisions in the present. I knew I was bright and I was kind, so why was I repeating behavior that wasn't serving me well? Here are the steps that I recommend you take. Step 1. Acknowledge that you may be in a negative relationship pattern. You do not have to make any changes at this point. I just ask you to explore if you may be in or attracted to negative relationship patterns. For example, do you tend to gravitate towards people that only take and do not give back? Do you tend to be attracted to people with addictions, controlling personalities, and manipulators? It is important to know that you can never force someone to make a change, no matter how much you may want to be with them. Many people do not think or are incapable of believing that they have done something wrong. Step 2. Start listening to your gut and to trust it. You are the only one that has access to this feeling. If you feel out of tune with your gut and cannot connect to your sense of intuition, just start making a note of when you feel unsafe. Does it feel like the way you are being treated is right or not right? If you can, and it is safe to do so, start writing down how often you feel that you are being mistreated. If it is not safe to do so, you could make ticks or dots each time you feel something is not right or that you are harmed emotionally, physically, or in any other way. How is your stress level? Are you able to sleep and eat? Do you feel as if you have to walk on eggshells and are constantly afraid when you're around your partner? Is your relationship draining you? If so, these could be signs that you are in an unhealthy relationship. Step 3. Tell someone that you can trust, even if you do so in a hypothetical way. Samples of safe people can be a family doctor, a teacher, a principal, a trusted friend. It is important for you to know that you do not need to handle unhealthy relationships by yourself. There is strength in community and numbers. You can start with asking questions like, have you ever had experience with or know of anyone who has been treated badly in a relationship? If so, what did you or what did they do about it? Or perhaps, I need some advice on what to do with someone who is not treating me well. Asking these questions to a trusted person starts the process of you knowing that you do not have to be alone with the emotional load of what you are going through. You can also consider setting up a safety plan. This could be a code word for if you are in danger, or going to a public space like a library or a mall if you need to escape the situation you are in and to get some help. Here is my experience with implementing these steps in order to lead to a positive outcome. I could not start breaking the horrible cycle I was in until I was ready to start talking about it. It took time for me. I had to process what I had gone through before I could talk. Once I did start sharing, I became so relieved. I shared with my doctor, a therapist, family, and trusted friends. In sharing, I started to find out that I was not alone. It was so sad to learn how many others were going through what I was, but it also felt very relieving. I also learned there was logic behind my actions. That made me understand I was not at fault, and I stopped giving myself such a hard time about my choices. And instead, I made a very conscious effort to learn how to make different choices. I worked extremely hard to move forward and to share my story so that I could help others. I thought it would somehow make what had happened to me worth it. Although, what ended up happening is by sharing my story, it ended up helping me. In sharing, people were shocked, yet also incredibly supportive. and that took an immeasurable weight off me. It also allowed me to understand my thoughts and feelings for what they were, thoughts and feelings. It allowed me to take the power out of my past experiences and to take the power away from others that they held over me. All of this allowed me to return the power to myself. I now live my life as an empowered individual, and I make my own choices at all levels. I have the power to set boundaries and the power to leave a situation that is not safe. I want you to know that you have the power to leave too. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cycle Breaker and Changemaker. I would love to hear from you and to receive your feedback. Remember, you can reach me on Instagram or Facebook at Cyclebreaker Changemaker. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts in order to help me continue to help you. I am looking forward to having you join me for the next episode. Until then, please take care.